Welcome to Morning Soap. At Fusion Church, our desire is to see everyone attend church and hear from God daily through His Word. The Bible reveals God's responses to various situations, and through daily devotions, we can reshape our thought patterns, transform our minds, and become more Christ-like. Join us here every Monday through Friday as different pastors and leaders from Fusion Church provide insightful devotions and teachings based on the day's scripture. For the current soap reading plan, visit fusionchurch.cc/soap and join us as we deepen our understanding and relationship with God.
Good morning, everyone. Welcome to Soap. Thank you so much for setting aside this time, devoting this time to be in God's Word and in community to hear what He has to say to us today in Psalm 46. And this is a psalm that many people love because of that verse 10, which says, "Be still and know that I am God." So let's dig into this and see how to do that, what His recommendations are as we live out today. So as we pray, I just want to let everybody know today is the last day of Pastor Appreciation Month. And if there are any pastors from Fusion on this soap, we love you, we appreciate you. And we know that Pastor Appreciation, our appreciation is just not for the month of October, but always. So I just want to lift them up in prayer this morning. So let's pray. Oh, dear Heavenly Father, we just pause right now before we jump into this psalm, and we ask that you would just guide us, direct us, open our eyes, our hearts, our minds, our lives to what you would have to say to us today. Lord, we thank you so much for your word, for the Holy Spirit, for Jesus, and for our pastors, Lord, that help us to understand who you are and the abundant life that you have for us and the callings that you have for us. And oh, Lord, it's just such a beautiful journey. And we thank you and praise you for all the ways that you partner with us in that journey, and especially with our pastors. We just ask that you put your hedge of protection around them, that you give them a fresh anointing, let them know how much we love them, and let them know that we appreciate them. And Lord, we appreciate your word. So teach us today through it and what you would have to say to each one of us. I know, Lord, that you have a personal message, a rhema, just something that you want a nugget each of us to take away and apply to our lives today. So we're expectant. Thank you that you're with us, and thank you that you're our fortress. And we pray all these things in your powerful and mighty name. Amen. So today we're in Psalm 46, which is an awesome psalm. And in my Bible, it's entitled, "God is Our Fortress." And today I'm reading from the ESV version, the English Standard Version. And it begins, "To the choir master of the sons of Korah, according to Alamoth, a song. God is our refuge and strength, a very present help in trouble. Therefore, we will not fear though the earth gives way, though the mountains be moved into the heart of the sea, though its waters roar and foam, though the mountains tremble at its swelling. Selah. There is a river whose streams make glad the city of God, the holy habitation of the Most High. God is in the midst of her. She shall not be moved. God will help her when morning dawns. The nations rage, the kingdoms totter. He utters his voice. The earth melts. The Lord of hosts is with us. The God of Jacob is our fortress. Selah. Come, behold the works of the Lord, how he has brought desolations on the earth. He makes wars cease to the end of the earth. He breaks the bow and shatters the spear. He burns the chariots with fire. Be still and know that I am God. I will be exalted among the nations. I will be exalted in the earth. The Lord of hosts is with us. The God of Jacob is our fortress. Selah. Praise God for his word. Let's dig in. And the two words that the Lord really highlighted for me when I was studying this and preparing for this and praying about this, the two remas that he gave me were the word God and the word Selah. The very first word in Psalm 46 is God. And I feel led to challenge all of us, myself included, with the question, who is God to you? How would you define your God? The sons of Korah, or the temple assistants, open the psalm by declaring, God is our refuge and strength, a very present help in trouble. That was their God. Who is your God? I have to ask myself, who is my God? Many of you know that I lead a mission in the Dominican Republic in a community where I have gone to for over 35 years. And my Dominican father, Mario, who has since gone on to heaven, every day he would say, Buenos dias, mi Dios, translated, good morning, my God. And to Mario, God was his friend, his strength, his leader, his refuge, and Mario acknowledged him first thing every morning. And I believe that the sons of Korah, who wrote this psalm, probably did that every morning too. They acknowledged who God was. They reminded themselves who he was. They declared who he was. So this psalm is challenging us to say, who is God to you? For me, I believe that God is omnipresent, omniscient, and omnipotent. And the prefix omni means all. And I say to myself, God is all that for me. He's all present. He's all knowing. He's all powerful. Many mornings, because of the example of Mario, I say, good morning, my God. And I declare that he is all that. And remind myself of that. I need to be reminded. I'm a forgetful person. So I try to start out each day with that. And not only is that a daily morning reminder for me, it can be for you, so that we all head into the day knowing who God is and that he is with us. And even though we don't know what the day will bring, God does, and he's prepared for the day. He's not up in heaven wringing his hands or worried about what's going to happen. He already knows. And David, the sons of Korah continue in verse 2. Therefore, and I think it's saying, therefore, because I'm reminded who you are, therefore, because I know who you are, therefore, because you're my friend and I'm in relationship with you, therefore, we will not fear though the earth gives way, though the mountains be moved into the heart of the sea, though its waters roar and foam, though the mountains tremble at its swelling. Selah. There is that word, Selah. Selah is not part of the written song or psalm, but it is included in many versions of the Bible in several psalms. And I did a little research on that, and it says the word Selah appears 74 times in the Bible, 71 in the Psalms, and 3 times in Habakkuk. Selah is always found in a song, psalm, or prayer. So we need to ask ourselves, what is the purpose of this word Selah? And they can't really define exactly what that Selah word means. And it's actually become a popular name for children these days. And I happen to know 2 children named Selah. But Selah, the purpose of it creates a pause. for contemplation, allowing the reader to meditate on the verses and reflect on God's will and what he's saying to us in those verses. So after verses 1 to 3, we are challenged to pause, stop and think about what those verses mean and see how they reflect God's will in our lives and how we can carry that into our day. So when I do that, I think, wow, after I read those verses, there's many things that I could fear. And if I were writing this psalm, I would write it this way regarding my circumstances. I would say, therefore, I will not fear though several friends and family members are struggling with depression. Though I love family and friends that are suffering with cancer and other illnesses, I will not fear. Though this election season has called angst and we don't know what's going to happen in the future, I won't fear. Though the waters roar and foam from hurricanes and have impacted many people I know, including my son, I will not fear. Though the news many times makes me weep, I will not fear. Though after 3 years of intentionally with exercise and diet, trying to lower my cholesterol, I just found out it's still going up, I will not fear. So I need to put my own life in this situation. This just wasn't for the sons of Korah and biblical times. This is for us. How would you rewrite this psalm? But during my reflection of those things which I tremble about and that I fear, I have to go back and remember verse 1. God is our refuge and strength, a very present help in trouble. That for me, he is all that I shared earlier. He's all present, all powerful, all knowing. A note in my Life Application Bible says that the writer expressed a quiet confidence in God's ability to save him, even if it's the end of the world. The note continues, it seems impossible to consider the end of the world without being consumed by fear, but the Bible is clear. God is our refuge, even in the face of total destruction. He is not merely a temporary retreat. He is our eternal refuge and can provide strength in any circumstance. We have to ask ourselves, do we believe that? Is that the God that we believe in? And today, because we're being challenged with this Selah, I thought we'd do something just a tiny little bit different. And we're going to pause for like 30 seconds so that I can give you the opportunity to ponder and to try to do what the Bible tells us to do, Selah, to ponder, to contemplate who our God is, what are those fears we are facing, and reflect on God's will. So we're just going to take, it's going to be weird, just a 30-second break of silence, and I'm going to give you the opportunity to Selah. So just think about that for 30 seconds. All right. So did that feel odd? You know, in our fast paced world, some of us are thinking, let's go in. We got to get going. I got to get to work. And God's saying, pause, reflect on me. Remember that the title of this psalm is God is our fortress, Are we taking the time to remember that and allow him to be all that for us? So it feels odd, but we're going to do that. We're going to obey the commandment to pause and reflect. So after that recommended pause and focus on God, we actually see a shift in Psalm 46, and it continues with encouraging and positive words. So maybe God's trying to have us pause and contemplate who he is in order to move forward in life, even when we do fear, even when we do have issues. And even when we're celebrating and having joy, we need to pause and consider the source, my tongue is tied this morning, the source of that joy and celebration. So the psalm continues. There is a river whose streams make glad the city of God, the holy habitation of the Most High. Whoa, I've just gone from being a little fearful and thinking of all those things that after I read this verse, it wants me to shout out that song, I've got a river of life flowing out of me. It's talking about there's a river whose streams make glad. You know, Jerusalem did not have a river in it. And rivers were important and still are today for a source of agriculture, a source of protection, all sorts of things. But here the authors of the psalm are saying, we even have a river here in Jerusalem. It's not a physical river, but it's the river of our God. So there's a little shift. It's getting a much more positive and encouraging. And the psalm continues, God is in the midst of her. She shall not be moved. God will help her when morning dawns. There's a new day. His mercies are new each day. So for me, my focus shifts from my circumstances and myself to the fact that God is with me and will help me and my loved ones and my friends. He is, as I call him, all that. Psalm continues, the nations rage, the kingdoms totter. He utters his voice, the earth melts. God's will is perfect. And if he wants to, if it's part of his plan, he can and will shift the chaos of this world and our lives. I'm also reminded of his plan of redemption to use all of this raging and tottering to make us more like him and to ultimately glorify him. No matter how it plays out, verse 7 continues and then concludes with another Selah. The Lord of hosts is with us. The God of Jacob is our fortress. He is with us. Remember, he's omnipresent. He's all present and always with us. We just need to acknowledge that and acknowledge him. So let's pause for another 30 seconds and consider those words of life to us. After we've just contemplated some of our fears, let's shift our focus to God and allow him to minister to us and remind us that he is with us. So we're going to just pause for another 30 seconds. All right, so that 30-second pause is over, and now we're entering the final section of Psalm 46, and we see that there's a clear progression taking place as we focus more on the Lord instead of ourselves and our issues and our problems and our challenges, and we're reminded in the final four verses of this psalm. Come, behold the works of the Lord, how he has brought desolations on the earth. He makes wars cease to the end of the earth. He breaks the bow and shatters the spear. He burns the chariots of fire or with fire. Here's our favorite verse. Be still and know that I am God. I will be exalted among the nations. I will be exalted in the earth. The Lord of hosts is with us. The God of Jacob is our fortress. Selah. These final verses include that favorite verse 10, which says, be still once again and know that I am God. We're going to repeat it until we start to practice it and remember it. Be still and know that I am God. I will be exalted among the nations. I will be exalted in the earth. I know that for me, to be still is difficult. Anybody else? I'm a doer. You know, I love how Pastor Brennan and others say, you know, we're not human doings, we're human beings, to be in the presence of God, to be still. And it's so hard that it's so interesting. Usually I read from the NIV version, the New International Version. And in that version of the Bible, it didn't even have the Selah. And I thought, oh my goodness, that just reflects our times that we're on this treadmill of life and things are always so fast and we're so busy that it's hard for us to be still. But I know I've shared this before, but it's made such a huge impact in my life that I read a devotion once that said that the word busy, B-U-S-Y, could be an acronym for being under Satan's yoke. He wants to keep us so busy, even doing good things, that we don't have the time to be still and to reflect that God is with us, that God is our fortress, that he can minister to us in whatever situation. So the enemy's trying to distract us from the Lord, from these powerful truths. So we really want to heed this suggestion to Selah, to be still, to stop, to ponder, to allow our minds to focus on the Lord and not our present circumstances. But, you know, it's hard. And there's a note in my Life Application Bible that says, regarding the verses before it, war and destruction are inevitable. And we can obviously see that in 2024. But so is God's final victory. At that time, all will stand quietly before the Lord Almighty. How proper then for us to be still now, revering and honoring him and his power and his majesty. Take time each day to be still and to exalt God. The psalm ends with another Selah after verse 11, which is the same verse, the same wording as verse 7. He repeats it. The Lord of hosts is with us. The God of Jacob is our fortress, Selah. So twice he's repeated this. It must be important. He's repeating it, reminding us. He is with us and he's our fortress. Is that the God that you believe in today? Is that the God that you're seeking today? Is that the God that you're pausing for and being still in front of? That was the challenge that the Lord gave to me when I was reading this psalm. And an article from Disciples Today entitled "The Power of an Ancient Word from God" shares. And yet the Selah verse is actually more important in the sense that it is thought that God wants us to internalize it. Yes, I'm going to interject this. We love verse 10 that calms us, that challenges us. But the repeated Selah verse, I think, is the main crux of this psalm, the main message. And this article continues. Yes, Being still before our exalted God is crucially important. But what a transformation of our heart takes place if we look closely at the Selah verse after that. The Lord Almighty is with us. The God of Jacob is our fortress. Isn't that really what God wants us to know and appreciate? Who can truly succeed in life without God? Whose religion is truly spiritual without having God with them? What energizes our faith more than knowing God is with us as we do his will? What happens after that closing Selah? The article continues. And the author says, I guess that's up to you and me. But there is a pattern established in the authors of the Psalms where they are transformed from inward fear to upward faith, then to a confident trust in our Lord and Savior. Wouldn't the natural tendency be for us to transform as well as we reflect on the Lord, who he is, what he does, how he's provided Jesus for us, all his blessings of deliverance? So we're going to Selah one more time, just to reflect on that. And I'm going to go grab a book that I wanted to, if there was time to finalize with this devotion that really challenged me. So let's Selah for just 30 more seconds, pause. And it's so interesting that we're doing this verse now, because in the Connect group of emotionally healthy spirituality, they are actually challenging us to do just this, to pause each day, to be reminded, to honor the Sabbath, to take time to stop in the busyness. And we just happen to be in that chapter where we're practicing doing what this Psalm is challenging us to do. So if that's something that interests you, I would recommend that you might consider taking that Connect group, Emotionally Healthy Spirituality, because the author of that study is saying to be emotionally healthy in your spiritual walk with the Lord, you need to pause, you need to Selah. He calls it the daily office. There's different ways to describe it, but it's a critical component of our walk with the Lord that in this busy time where some versions of the Bible wouldn't even include Selah, I find that ironic, I guess, that we do need to consider this. So I'm going to put the 30 second timer in and go grab my book and just ponder that for a minute and see that how that applies to your life. I'll be right back in 30 seconds. All right, that's a 30-second Selah just to ponder. I know it's a little uncomfortable, especially when we're used to hearing other voices, but that's what we're being challenged to do and to be reminded who our God is. Yesterday, in my devotion and Jesus Calling, this is a book that my husband and I did 10 years ago and really impacted our lives. And so we're redoing it. And in yesterday's devotion, I just wanted to end with this because I thought it related to Psalm 46 so well, and that it was a great reminder. It starts out with, and this is Jesus. It's not the words of the Bible. The author is saying the words and how she interprets it. This is what she interprets. She says, I am with you, I am with you, I am with you. Heaven's bells continually peal with that promise of my presence. Some people never hear those bells because their minds are earthbound and their hearts are closed to me. Others hear the bells only once or twice in their lifetime, in rare moments of seeking me above all else. My desire is that my sheep hear my voice continually, for I am the ever-present shepherd. Quietness is the classroom where you learn to hear my voice. Beginners need a quiet place in order to still their minds. Remember that verse 10, be still and know that I am God. As you advance in this discipline, you gradually learn to carry the stillness with you wherever you go. When you step back into the mainstream of life, strain to hear those glorious bells. I am with you, I am with you, I am with you. So let's close in a word of prayer and ask the Lord to reveal that to us today. Oh, dear Lord, we just pause again and we turn to you and thank you for these encouraging words that no matter how crazy things are in our lives or how good things are in our lives, you are with us. Help us to take that truth into today and to pause several times during the day to be reminded of that, to seek you, Lord, to remember that you are all that. You are all present, all powerful, all knowing. We humble ourselves and we confess that at times, well, I'll say it for myself, I believe that I'm all that and I can do it all. And I continue to not stop and pause and reflect and see you in the midst of my day. Forgive me for thinking that I am all that when in reality, you are all that. So Lord, I pray that each one of us would take a nugget, as I said, prayed earlier, to apply to our lives today, and that we would ultimately glorify you with that obedience and that recognition. We love you, Lord, and we're so blessed to pray all of these things in your mighty name. Amen. Thank you so much for pausing with me today and being reminded that God will be with us all day long. And I hope and pray that you have a blessed day. Bye-bye.